From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Planned Parenthood announced yesterday it will offer abortion services in Kansas City, Missouri, and Columbia, following a judge's recent order blocking two state restrictions on facilities and providers of abortions. Planned Parenthood Great Plains received a license to book appointments for non-surgical abortions at its Kansas City clinic, and consultations are expected to begin September 18th. The organization also is expected to receive a license for surgical and medication abortions at its Columbia clinic in the next few days. Planned Parenthood spokeswoman Bonyan Lee Gilmore called it a victory for rural healthcare access.
Countless patients who live in rural areas in Missouri have busy lives and can't afford or have the time to drive hundreds of miles twice to access safe legal abortion services.
Currently, only a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis offers abortion services. Licenses for clinics in Springfield and Joplin are still going through the formal review process. Governor Eric Greitens says the state plans to start an innovation fund to support entrepreneurship efforts in Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Greitens mentioned the fund Thursday at an economic development conference in St. Louis. Under the plan, private fund managers would go through Missouri Technology Corporation to borrow state money. The state program invested in early age companies until legislators slashed its budget this year. The fund will only invest in companies with a Missouri presence. Holders of active warrants will be able to resolve their cases in the Columbia Municipal Court from September 25th until September 29th. The warrant amnesty applies to anyone who appears for traffic tickets or other ordinance violations. Municipal Court Judge Kavanaugh Nose says there are approximately 999 active warrants at the moment that are eligible.
It gives people an opportunity to basically not be afraid and come in and try to either get their case resolved or get their case back on basically the right track to be resolved. And hopefully it will reduce the number of warrants that are existing for people.
The initiative is part of the Columbia Public Works strategic plan to improve Columbia citizens' chance of success. The court hours were expanded so people can come after work. Two special sessions held by the Missouri General Assembly over the summer have cost taxpayers nearly $158,000, according to House and Senate officials. The Columbia, Missourian reports Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson urged lawmakers last week to hold a third session in conjunction with Wednesday's scheduled veto session. If three-quarters of both the House and the Senate agree to meet, they would likely discuss in-home health care funding for seniors and veterans, as well as potential disciplinary action for Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal and Representative Warren Love. Both legislators made confrontational comments on Facebook, with Chappelle Nadal saying she hoped the president would be assassinated and Love suggesting that the vandal of a Confederate monument should be hanged. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.